Welcome to another episode of High Velocity Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and as usual, we have our Dunwoody Chamber special here, and I have the lovely Beth Summers in the studio with me. How are you doing, Beth?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
And well, Happy New Year.
Exactly. It's a good new year. We like our partnership with the Chamber.
Yes,
so
thank you.
What's going on new with the Chamber?
Well, we're very excited about 2014. Our main focus this year is all about our members and finding out what is it they need to be successful, and we can help them in any way that we can. And also community involvement, really getting involved in the community, first and foremost, education initiative, and what other initiatives that the city might ask us to get involved in.
How's the education one going? I know it's the hot topic.
It is very hot. In fact, I just got off the phone with someone, one of our members, Siegel Insurance, that would like to go ahead and get an intern started this summer. We've had a few requests, and we're sending out mass email this week about the internship program with Dunwoody High School.
Okay, that's huge for that. I didn't get an internship opportunity when I was in high school, so I would have loved that.
I know.
Getting with the business officials and get to see the city that they live in. So.
Exactly. So we're very excited about that, and we have many things going on this month, starting with we do ribbon cuttings for grand openings for new businesses in the Dunwoody area, and we're doing the pet resorts in Dunwoody, ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock this Friday the 17th. We have our monthly Dunwoody Chamber in Heels, which is January 21st at McKendricks.
I'm jealous about that because I can't come.
Yes, you cannot come. Only for women.
Even if I wear heels, I tried once. It didn't work. So.
And then we have a special event on January 24th. It's called Why Not with the Y-Pods. And these are the young professionals of Dunwoody. And they decided to get together at DeVia, the Italian restaurant in Dunwoody, at 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 24th to drum up some new members, and they're very excited. It's a very fun group. And then we have our monthly coffee connections, which is January 28th at always at the Capitol Grill, and speaking with Tom Taylor and Fran Miller on education here in Dunwoody. And then on the 31st of January, we have our coffee and contacts at Jason's Deli on Ashford Dunwoody Road. And we do that with the Sandy Springs Chamber.
Very cool.
Yes, so we're very
excited. So you guys are already busy. You're starting off the year the right way.
We are, with a bang.
Definitely. We got some great guests in the studio with us today.
Yes, we do.
So we have Allison Nally with the City of Dunwoody. And her and Mayor Mike Davis are going to be talking later in the show about development, but first up on High Velocity Radio, we have Andy Williams with the CBV. Is that correct?
Convention and Visitors Bureau.
All right. He's going to be up first with us. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the CBV and what you guys are doing.
Well, we are the destination marketing organization for the City of Dunwoody. Basically, we're tasked with the job of bringing in travelers, whether they're leisure travelers or clients with meetings and conventions, and it's basically we try to get them in to stay at our hotels. We are funded by the hotel motel tax, so we want heads in beds, obviously, and we want them out in the community spending money, going to the restaurants, shopping, and staying within the Dunwoody and Perimeter Center area.
So, all right. So how do you guys attack that problem? That's mm-hmm. the problem that you guys have. How do you guys attract these people to come in here? I mean, the City of Dunwoody is great by itself.
It's a challenge. What we have to do is that we have two different components, basically, to the way we work. We have the leisure side, which is going after, like, the vacationers, people that are coming in to shop, dine, maybe stay in for one or two nights. You know, we do a girlfriend's getaway promotion that's tailored towards, like, getting people into town for spa treatments and all that.
I love that right there.
Yeah, a lot of different promotions, a lot of ways to be creative. And then there is the other component, which is primarily what I'm focused on, and that's group sales.
Okay.
So what that means is that I go after the actual meetings, conventions, family reunions, business retreats. We focus on several different markets that are bringing in multiple room nights over the course of several different days. So, for example, three of the markets that I focus on are the corporate market. Obviously, we're a hub for a lot of big business in the Atlanta area. Then we go after the association markets, which, if you haven't ever looked into this, is an association for everything. So,
really,
I mean, it's out there, and it's, ton of potential business opportunities with that. And then we focus on the faith-based and the religious markets as well, because they're always looking for places to go, to have their retreats, to have their annual conventions. And so what I'll do is I will go into, sales calls, sales meetings, pretty standard business approach and go in and meet with clients on a daily basis, email, you know, general sales calls. But then we'll do sales missions to feeder cities like Nashville, Birmingham, places where people can drive in pretty easily. And then we do have an aggressive trade show schedule, which is basically where they'll bring in suppliers, which is what I'm considered, and then the actual meeting planners who plan for these companies and these associations. And basically we'll be with them for, you know, anywhere from 3 to 4 days. And it's our job to convince them to pick us over every other city in the country.
So you get to basically date them for a little bit.
You know, it's funny you say that because actually exactly what we do, there's a component to it, and it's like a speed dating, like a speed meeting type format where we get 6 minutes to basically convince every that particular meeting planner why they should come, what we can offer to convince them to come, why we're going to be, you know, better to work with than the competing neighbor cities. And then we go on to the next meeting planner. So it's exactly like that, yeah.
Well, talk about high-pressure sales right there.
Yeah, you got 6 minutes to do your job. And it's challenging because, you know, we're still at a point where a lot of people are still – Dunwoody's still fairly new.
Yeah,
the Convention and Visitors Bureau was formed a year after the city incorporated. So what we have to do – I've got to spend half my time, you know, essentially talking to people and pointing to a map and saying, this is who we are, this is where we are, this is what we can do. And then the other half saying, this is why you should come.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it makes it pretty interesting.
So are you guys working on any new strategies to get in front of people? Or?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned the faith-based, the corporate market, and the association markets. And when we first started and kind of initiated the sales program, a lot of our focus and funding went into the group motor coach markets.
Okay.
And so these are your groups coming into Atlanta, wanting to visit the attractions, you know, senior citizens, African-American travel. What we found, they were looking for hotel rates that were, you know, in the $69 range with free hot breakfast and free Wi-Fi. And
that's, I want that too. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, who doesn't want
exactly.
it? Unfortunately, with the market, the Dunwoody markets, it's more upscale. And because of the corporate market that we have in our area, you're not going to get those rates.
Yeah, definitely.
So what we found, well, let's go after the markets, you know, the people that can pay those rates and don't have a problem paying those rates. And so one of the things that the approach we actually took too is that our hotels, they do, you know, very well Sunday through Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's that Thursday through Sunday, that weekend business where they're kind of lacking. And so when the CVB formed and when we really started getting the sales strategy up and going, that was one of the things they kind of looked at us to do. All right, you know, we need a little more assistance on like that Thursday through Sunday type business. Well, the association and the faith-based markets meet over the course of the weekend.
Okay.
So not only is there great potential to go after that kind of business, but there's great potential to get them to meet over the weekend to fill some of that need time too.
Well, that's a huge value that you are offering these people right here, the hotels right now. That's right. Great to have that kind of partnership where they can say, hey, we aren't getting the kind of business we need. Help us out.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're our bread and butter. We're 100% funded by the occupancy tax, so that is our job. And everything we do is totally complimentary. So we can essentially go after a meeting planner and say, look, we'll go after that group rate you want. We'll coordinate itineraries. We'll compose and gather all the proposals for you without, you know, the phone ringing off the hook from various different hotels.
You don't have to worry. I'm not getting paid off any of these transactions.
Right, exactly.
So there's no pressure.
They're constantly, you know, they're asking us, hey, how much is it for this service? Well, it's totally free. We just want you to stay in Dunwood.
That's a great sales point right there. It's free. We don't.
Yeah, free is a good word. Yeah, they like that.
Exactly. So you mentioned trade shows earlier.
Yes.
How do you get people in for trade shows? What trade shows are happening in Dunwoody? When I think trade shows, I'm not always thinking Dunwoody.
A lot of different associations, a lot of different corporate retreats. You got to understand, you know, we're the hub of so many businesses in the area. So a lot of that corporate business is coming anyway. So the business that we're looking for, that Thursday through Sunday business, I'm going after unconventional business. So I'm going after the National Association of Miscellaneous Ornamental Metals, which that actually
that
exists.
That's a real thing.
You know, and you know, these people have a convention every year that, you know, it's going to book 500 hotel room nights, and they're going to be here, you know, from Friday through Tuesday. So that's big for us.
That's huge. That's a lot of business.
Yeah. And downtime, it's really big. And, you know, if they've got downtime where they're able to actually go to the mall and shop and you know, have like a dine around in the various restaurants, that can mean big money for these people. So you know, we're going after that, and it's just constant. But, you know, associations, you know, we go after the faith-based communities, fraternal markets. So believe it or not, you know, fraternities, you know, they have these annual conventions and meetings. We basically try to think outside the box to get the business that our hotels are not already getting.
Definitely. Well, I think you guys have an advantage. I used to work downtown Atlanta when I was in college, and I worked at a bar, and they have that's a big convention city, but people dislike it so much. They get harassed by homeless people. They come in and they say they don't really ever want to come back. So Dunwoody, you guys don't have any problems. It's not no traffic. It's easy to navigate. There's no one-way streets. So
it's what we do. That's a huge selling point, believe it or not. So Atlanta, you know, it's like I think right now they say we're like the number 8 or 9 largest when you look at the metro population, largest city in the country, right? And it's a treat for people to get to go to big cities. I mean, if you go to San Francisco or New York, I mean, it's, you know, sometimes people tack on extra days and it's kind of serves as their vacation. But you're right. Some people don't like to be within the hustle and bustle of the downtown area. And that's one of our selling points is that we can go in and say, look, we're 10 minutes from downtown.
Yep.
We can help coordinate motor coach service. You got 3 MARTA stations that are, you know, within a 2-mile radius of us.
You can still get to the World of Coke.
So go do all the attractions. You know, we'll even set up group arrangements and get group discounts on those tickets. But, you know, avoid the hustle and bustle, the high traffic areas. Come to a more upscale, nice area. We can get you a better rate at the hotels. And, you know, walkable, shopping, dining, everything's within our area. You don't have to worry about anything. And it's huge. I mean, that's what groups are looking for right now.
Definitely. So how has the Chamber really helped with all this, being part of the whole community in Dunwoody?
We have a great partnership with the Chamber. You know, so one of the things that we look for the Chamber to do is to reach out to our more, you know, the local members and to keep their business here. So, for example, if you got, you know, a firm that's looking, you know, to come or to host a retreat or any kind of piece of business that's going to bring in overnight clients that are going to need hotel stays, that's where our partnership is very beneficial, because we can go and get that lead through them and reach out to our hotels and say, hey, you know, by the way, the Chamber of Commerce, you know, who you're a member of, sent this over. And they're sending business.
Good little touch point there.
Yeah, so absolutely. Like, you know, you got to have a good synergy. I mean, I've worked in cities where, you know, sometimes key players aren't playing well together. But, you know, one of the things that makes things work is that you've got multiple organizations that get what each other do. You know, it's important to kind of keep that business rolling that way.
That must make your job really easy. You go, I know Beth, and my service is free. So
yeah, pretty much. You got it. Absolutely.
Perfect. So what are you guys doing different than other cities? And what different special kind of events and stuff go on in Dunwoody that people don't know about?
Well, what's beneficial, you know, among the CVB and among our staff compared to other cities, that we're still extremely small. I'm the only person that handles sales right now. We've got an administrative assistant who's part-time. Katie Bishop is our executive director, and she's more involved in the marketing side. And then Kim Trawick is our marketing coordinator. So I think one of the more beneficial things that you're going to get with working through the CVB is that you're going to get the attention you deserve.
It's like being with a little small family.
Yeah, and a lot of these clients, I mean, they need, you know, these leads, these accounts need to be massaged a little bit.
Definitely.
So it's not like we can just put them in a database and move on with the next one. I mean, we really have to work these and convince them and build that trust up and convince them that they need to be in Dunwoody compared to, you know, Cabarrus County, which is outside of, you know, Charlotte. So I think it's benefit. I think they're going to get, you know, clients are going to get the attention they deserve and the time they deserve, and they're not just going to be another number in the book.
And that's really nice, because you guys deal with these huge companies too that come in here and want to do this, but then they get a level of service that they're not used to anymore, being a big company.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of the things we will do a lot of the legwork for the planners, it's kind of hard to comprehend at first, because you're like, wow, you're doing all this stuff for me for free. But the point is, we want you in our hotels. We want you out and about. I mean, you're leaving your tax base here. You know, it works out well for everybody.
All right. So just walk me through an engagement. A company comes to you. They want to have a retreat. Maybe they're doing training or something for people, and they want to take them somewhere nice where they can help that out. How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, even if they're not necessarily staying in a hotel, we've got great partnerships with all our restaurants and, you know, special event venues around. And that's one of the things. If we don't have the resources to make it happen for you, we can at least reach out to our partners in the surrounding communities that do have the resources to make it happen. And so, you know, what that does is it shows them, hey, well, we can't be in Dunwoody, but at least he's taking the time to, you know, to get us in an area where we can be. So when future business opportunities come up where they can be in Dunwoody, hopefully they're going to, you know, pick up the phone and call me right back.
Definitely.
But what I'll do in that case is I really want to learn about that organization or that company, figure out what it is exactly that they need, take a look at our venues, our restaurants, our hotels, and see who's able to actually host that. Get a rate range if they're interested, and if they've got like a food and beverage minimum, or if they want to stay within a certain rate range. And I know that, you know, 3 of our hotels or 3 of our restaurants are going to be too pricey for that. You know, I can narrow down that list and say, well, you know, here's what I've compiled for you. Here's what's going to work. You know, if you're interested in a site visit, We can bring you into town, actually give you a tour of the facility or the meeting space, show you what works, go over some menu options for you, and really just kind of customize it to their needs and move on from there.
It's like a free wedding planner for corporations.
Yeah.
I love that. I love this.
It gets a little tedious, but that's what we do. So it's a fun job.
All right. Well, what do you guys got planned over 2014? Anything new? Are you guys growing?
Yeah. We, our Marriott in 2012 had a $23 million renovation, which is huge, exterior and interior.
We had them on here. So.
Yeah. And, a lot of people are very loyal to that brand. And then most recently, are what was the second W hotel ever introduced into the market. It actually became a Le Méridien hotel. Okay. Ninth in the country. I think they put like $23 million into that hotel as well.
Wow. It's
more in exotic locations. I mean, I think they started in France and Spain and kind of more European. Now they're starting to open them up in the United States. And think upper upscale, okay, which is huge for us because we lose a lot of business to the Buckhead market.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And what that means is now we have an upper upscale hotel, that's got great amenities, great service. I mean, it's
that's all you're missing. You already had the restaurants that can compete with Buckhead.
Correct.
So now you have the place people can stay.
Yeah, and for those looking for brand loyalty, I mean, we've got Hilton, we've got an Embassy Suites, which is Hilton. The Le Méridien's a Starwood property. Of course, you've got Marriott, Staybridge Suites, and Crowne Plaza are both IHG. So a lot of these clients want their rewards points when they go to book this kind of business. So we've pretty much got everybody covered.
Everyone covered. Mm-hmm. I love that. All right. Well, Andy, give us your contact information. How do people reach out? And they'll reach you, definitely. So they're going to call, and if they want to set something up.
We can help with booking group meetings, retreats, business lunches, anything like that. The best way to reach me is by email at andyw@cvbdunwoody.com. We're also very active on Twitter at @MeetInDunwoody, and I utilize LinkedIn a lot, actually.
Okay.
And so LinkedIn.com/in/AndrewWilliams14.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show and telling us about the CBV.
Thank you for having me.
Beth, you got to be beaming with pride. You get to work with people like this every day. I'm a little jealous.
You should be, because Andy is like Mr. Dunwoody.
He is. Is that his title? Is that an award?
I just named him.
Mr. Dunwoody. We'll have a competition every year now. Well, next up on the show, we have Allison Nally, and we have the Mayor Mike Davis with us in the studio. So welcome.
Glad to be here.
Good morning.
All right. Well, what have you guys been up to recently, and what's new with Dunwoody from your point of view?
Well, I'll tell you. We are just experiencing just incredible growth, incredible success. And it's all about being in the right place at the right time. You look at Dunwoody, and we're the retail hub of the Southeast.
Yeah.
With the mall and 79 great restaurants. I think it's 79 now. I think we just added a couple more, maybe. We're the medical nexus of this whole part of the country with such great hospitals right across the highway. We're the largest office market in the Atlanta market, and we're the desirable neighborhoods for executives. So, all the pieces that really create a sense of place are all in place in Dunwoody.
Definitely. Well, I'm sure that helps you bubble up and get new organizations to come in also. So,
we do. We had great success last year with State Farm moving into into Dunwoody with the plans to, unlike a lot of Fortune 500 regional headquarters that'll come in and lease for 10 or 15 years, they've actually purchased the property and are building their own buildings.
Well, that's definitely an acknowledgement to Dunwoody right there. They're like, we're going to stay here, so we're going to go ahead and buy this.
That is certainly a commitment. And we're talking about 8,000 to 10,000 employees coming into the Dunwoody market, 2 million square feet of just State Farm office space. And we're just looking at just a huge turnaround in what's going on in the perimeter market.
Definitely. You guys also have – didn't AirWatch was last year or was that the year before?
AirWatch came to Sandy Springs, and I hear now they're looking for more space. They're growing so quickly.
I think I talked to them. I think they're looking in Dunwoody. So.
Yeah, they should be.
Definitely. So you guys have had a successful 2013, but what's the outlook for 2014? Is you guys just going to keep growing? Because everyone loves Dunwoody. When I talk about Dunwoody, people are moving out of the city, and they want to move somewhere nicer that's not too far away from the city, but also not to deal with any of the city regulations or anything from Atlanta.
Well, I look at Dunwoody as a place where you can graduate college and get your first job and get yourself a nice apartment and a decent job, and then pretty much stay there until you retire. You have the opportunity to get a great apartment and then move up to a townhouse and get married and then start having kids and move on to the house in the cul-de-sac, and then finally end up in one of these, you know, master on the main executive housings where you've become a, you know, with no more kids in the home.
Definitely.
And so, you know, and so Dunwoody is really a great place. And I've met so many young people that, you know, they got their first job and they bought something or rented something down in Midtown. And then they went out to Vinings. And then they went out to Alpharetta. And then they've bounced around and they've had to start a whole new group of friends and a whole new group of acquaintances each step. You can do all that in Dunwoody in one fell swoop coming right out of college.
Go 2 miles that way, go 2 miles that way.
With the same group of friends and the same group of acquaintances throughout.
Yeah, that's so great. So you're talking about housing. How's the housing market's really rebounded in Dunwoody, hasn't it? You guys are starting to build again and build a lot more.
We are. We never really got hurt the way much of Atlanta or the rest of the country got hurt.
Well, yeah, you're your own little bubble, really. So
we are, and we pride ourselves on that.
Definitely.
But Dunwoody is you know, we saw about a 15-20% drop in aggregate housing pricing,
mm-hmm.
and that came right back in 11, and now it's moving beyond that. We bought out an apartment complex that went under in 07. We bought that in 2010, and have now partnered with John Whelan Homes and Neighborhoods.
Perfect.
And have built a bunch of parks on this property, and then another 105 homes are being built. And from what I've heard recently, there are now bidding wars going on in these houses that are popping up in this neighborhood. So,
oh, well, that doesn't hurt at all, does it?
That's what's happening in Dunwoody, yeah.
Definitely. Do you have any new businesses that are going to be coming in 2014 that you can talk about?
I'll tell you, we have one exciting one. We have a lot of We have so many companies calling us every week and wanting to know what's available and what's going on. But we have one new company that's coming out of the West called Sprouts.
Okay.
And they're moving into an old Ace Hardware location over in on the eastern side of the city. And it's just it's one of these Trader Joe's, Whole Foods kind of concepts. And that side of our town really is looking forward to that kind of thing. And so we're really excited about that one. Every time we turn around, we Allison and I made over 100 visits with companies and CEOs in companies in Dunwoody, just retaining their business here in Dunwoody and letting them know we really care about them staying here in Dunwoody. And every time we turn around, there's another company moving in or another company that moved in last year and didn't even tell us.
Definitely. Yeah, Beth has been bringing a lot of these companies on, and they only have good things to say about how they've really been taken care of. And you guys really help businesses flourish. You sort of like take them from infancy, even if they haven't started one before, and you just sort of bring them up, and they feel very cared for here in Dunwoody. So, So Allison, what are you doing here to help them? And you're doing all the hard leg work.
I don't know about that, but I actually...
Mike's the face of the organization. He gets to
exactly.
look pretty.
No, I actually was brought on board in January of last year to handle business retention for the city.
Okay. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're excited. We've had a great time doing it. And as Mike said, we've met with about 120 companies so far. So really what our goal is to reach out to some of the top employers in Dunwoody. That's kind of how we started with this mm-hmm. initiative. And meet with their C-level folks, and find out exactly what we can do to keep them here in Dunwoody and keep them happy, healthy, and obviously growing. So it's been very beneficial to us, and it's also shed some light on some things that are great in Dunwoody and some mm-hmm. things that we could possibly work on and improve upon. We also are doing some things with a program called Engage Dunwoody, and it's really allowed us to get some of those corporate people involved in some of the initiatives we have in our community. We've partnered with Oldcastle, we've partnered with Doosan, and those are just mm-hmm. two of the companies that we've really worked with to facilitate that relationship and also get them involved in the community. And really, I think companies have enjoyed giving back. So it's allowed us to find out what those companies are passionate about and how we can get them involved in Dunwoody.
Well, that's huge right there, because I know a lot of companies want to give. They don't know quite how, or maybe they don't have a direction for that. So you're
exactly.
helping them with that. And also, you guys are very humble. What city would be like, hey, we're not perfect, but we want to be perfect, so give us feedback. And you actually listen to the companies that are here. So I'm sure that's huge for people to stay. What's the biggest pain point any of these companies have when they move to Dunwoody and you guys solve that?
I think one of our larger issues here in Dunwoody is obviously traffic. When you're in an area where businesses want to be, mm-hmm. That's just going to be an issue that you're going to have. So we've decided that's just a kind of a byproduct of growth. But we also listen and see what we can do to figure out ways in which we can perhaps maybe time lights differently, work with some of our other partners to make some of those things a little bit more easy. I think the mayor can probably speak to some of the things that we've done in recent years to improve traffic flow in the perimeter area.
Yeah, we're excited about what success we're having. The reality is that the North Metro area has traffic problems across the board.
Oh yeah, yes.
And we are just one example of that. Now we just recently partnered with Sandy Springs and the PCIDs, and we're able to get a $2.8 million grant to synchronize all of our lights within the perimeter.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It's amazing how well things go when the lights are synchronized and how poorly things go when they're not. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do when 285 turns into a parking lot in both directions. We're stuck. But the reality is that there are a lot of things we're doing. We recently built the flyover bridge over 285 right there at the going from the Marriott over to the hospitals. And that will be more and more used as time goes by. But it really comes down to just addressing the needs as people bring them up to us and identifying that, as you said, no one's perfect.
No one's perfect at all.
But we do have every intent of becoming perfect.
Well, I grew up in Buckhead. I know it's a lot easier to travel in this area than it is at 5 o'clock in Buckhead. So that's another selling point for people, companies that want to come here.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, with all the things that are going in, that are happening in the Atlanta market right now, we look at the GM site over in Doraville and the things that are about to be happening there. And then on the other side of 285, the new Braves opportunity going in Cobb County. And the reality is that Dunwoody will still be the center of that universe.
Always.
And we are looking at ways to improve traffic using MARTA and using the highways to connect those two. And Dunwoody will, as I said, remain in the center of all this for the next 20 years.
Well, that's a good testament right there. I love that. So you guys, let's move on to – you guys are doing some changes with the chamber this year, aren't you? You guys changing?
Well, they are a great partner. And like Andy had said earlier, when you're in a city where the different organizations work together, it only becomes advantageous to the corporations here. They see that and they want to be a part of that. They look at that and say, this city has got it together. And I'm very thankful for these organizations. And the city has introduced me to many companies. And we have great plans for 2014 to visit more of the new companies that are coming in. Mayor and myself and Allison. So I'm looking forward to it, and I couldn't do it without them.
Well, having all these it's like the legs of the tripod here. You have all these, you guys support each other, and it's nice for you bring in the new companies, then they want to stay here, and then they get to part of the chamber, which helps build their business more, and they get to meet more companies, and they get feedback from those. Because every company here I've met so far is more than willing to help and give advice about, oh, yeah, we're restaurants, but this is the problem I had, and this is how I solved it, so you don't have to go through that pain point. So everyone's very nice, and everyone wants Dunwoody to succeed, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So any big news, what's next with the city? Or?
Well, I'll tell you, thinking about what Beth was talking about, it's not just the chamber and the CVB and the city getting along, which hopefully they should and they do, but it's also the reality that the other cities in the perimeter area get along so well, that our chamber and the Sandy Springs Chamber and the Brookhaven Chamber are working together to make sure that the perimeter area is considered the premier area in the metro area.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mayors of the three cities. It's the CVBs of the three cities. All of these groups are working together, and from what I've been able to see in the past, you can tell when you go visit an area where those groups don't get along.
Oh, yeah.
And you can pick up on that pretty quickly. And I think we genuinely like each other, admire each other, and want to work together. And I think that comes across when these companies come to the area and are looking for a place to put their new corporate headquarters or their new regional headquarters or their new fancy restaurant or a new store, that they pick up on that congeniality that is so important to us.
Well, I can tell you this. I can't tell the difference between going to Sandy Springs and Dunwoody because you guys are so well combined. It feels like one big area in one city. Because
well,
you
if
work
you're,
that
if
well
you're dining or shopping, you're in Dunwoody.
Dunwoody, always. Got it. All right. Well, what's the contact information for people that want to reach out to you guys and get to know more about their business or want to tell you what's going well or what's not going well and talk
Absolutely.
With you guys?
Well, if companies or individuals want to reach out to us at the city, our website is dunwoodyga.gov.
Okay.
And they can find out about various initiatives that we have ongoing right now. And, of course, they can reach out to the mayor or I at any given point to find out more about our specific retention initiatives, which, again, I'm very proud of those.
Definitely. You're doing a great job. And can they also reach out to if they want to come in Dunwoody? Because I know you guys are getting a lot of corporate headquarters here. Mm-hmm. I've just seen that trend that they want to be in Dunwoody.
They do.
So can they also go to the same website and learn how to do that?
Absolutely. Our economic development director, Michael Starling, does a fantastic job of working with companies that are looking at the Dunwoody area mm-hmm. or the Atlanta area, so they can reach out to him directly through the website.
All right. Well, thank you guys for taking your time out today to come visit with thank us you. And educate us about the city of Dunwoody. Beth, this is a great group of people. You brought on
Absolutely.
The all-stars
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. I did. My team.
Definitely. Well, before we wrap up here, let's go over one more time the events that are happening.
Okay, great. Yes, we have a ribbon cutting this Friday at the Pet Resorts in Dunwoody, the Dunwoody Chamber and Heels monthly event on the 21st of January at McKendricks, and the Why Not with Y Pods on the 24th at DeVia at 7:30, and our monthly Coffee Connections, which is always at the Capitol Grill at 7:30 a.m. with Tom Taylor and Fran Miller. And Coffee and Contacts at Jason's Deli, which is with Sandy Springs Chamber, at 7:30 a.m. on the 31st. And also wanted to mention that on our new website, which is www.dunwoodycommerce.org, has a welcome home button for anybody looking to move to Dunwoody, and has all the different links for the churches, schools, organizations, realtors, banks, anything that you need that you would want to look at if you were moving to Dunwoody.
I love that.
Yes, excited.
All right, well, thanks everyone again for being on. It was a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Kevin Finn for our guest today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on High Velocity Radio.